I mean, seriously, how did that conversation go? Harry's sitting around with some of his friends. They're like, we should invest. We should do it. We should, you know, get our money to make money. This is what we should be doing. I know what we're going to do.
Yes. Listen, I actually, now that you're saying, and I'm surprised more of these like heartthrobs didn't do it sooner, because they're like, are you going to be a heartthrob? Justin Timberlake.
A heartthrob.
Like, there are so many women that are obsessed with these singers, guys. It's probably so lucrative.
Timberlake's an interesting example.
Oh my God, just growing right now, up, the girls were, oh yeah, right now.
Yeah, but he's fallen off the...
Yeah, but just an example, or like Justin Bieber, like, I don't know, just guys that women swoon over.
Bieber, I could see Bieber. I could see Bieber. That's definitely... But going back to the Timberlake really quick, did you see the video of him last weekend? Or whatever it was recently.
Was it the Can't Stop the Feeling, and he put the mic down and let everyone just sing it to him?
Yeah, and then the rest of it too, which I get it. People do that in concert all the time. But the, just him just kind of sleepwalking through it. It's like, Justin, you don't really, you know, do you think you got it like that? Like, it's not going to go, like, it couldn't possibly go away.
Let me rewatch
it.
All
go away for you.
I saw the clip because I was interested in what everybody was thinking. The clip I saw was quick and I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, he set the mic down. The fans are singing back. He appeared engaged, but a lot of people felt that way. So maybe I just didn't see the whole thing.
I saw a different clip. I saw a different clip where he was just kind of half in it. You know what I mean? Just minimal effort, just kind of wandering around. It's almost like, you saw those videos of the guy from the Frankie Valli from the Four Seasons, and he comes out there and he's like, and he literally looks animatronic. He just looks like it. He looks like something in It's a Small World at Disney. Yeah.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know what I mean? And then he just comes out there. Yikes. And then the song is playing, but his lips are barely moving because he's a million years old. And they, you know, and they just push him out front and he holds the mic up to his mouth and the music's playing, but he's not doing a whole lot. And they're trying to play this off like it's really happening.
See, that's why the sex line would have been lucrative for him, too. He could have just laid back, count his dollars, stayed hot Frankie Valli.
Back, no pun intended. just laid back. You didn't do it on purpose, did you? No, I did not. Hey, it's Chet Buchanan Show. Welcome, everybody. Hey, it's 98.5 KLUC. It's Chet Buchanan Show. Ooh, brought to you by our friends at Ruby Shake Shop in the district at Green Valley Ranch. This is, people are fired up about this joint.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Grand opening is Thursday, August 14th. You got time, but not a lot. Thursday, August 14th, going to be here before you know
Swear
it.
To God.
All of that. How about the earthquake and the tsunami warning last night?
Okay, can I tell you, I was just looking on the news. They showed footage of doctors doing surgery in this full earthquake.
Oh, in Russia.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Can you imagine? It's like one of the biggest earthquakes ever recorded.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, you hold on. Everybody get clear. Stay away from the sharp stuff.
Truly.
Hopefully it'll stop soon.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, and there's a million different issues with that. I mean, just with dust and you know, because the building's shaking
and then the power outage.
But then the craziness of, could this be, because you don't have any control, not only of the earthquake, but of the potential tsunami. And a lot of people were really nervous, I guess is the word.
Listen, if I'm disassociating, it's because words like tsunami feel like a movie. Like, I'm like, what is that even? Like, it's so terrifying. You're like, what? At least for me, like,
no,
a what?
Tsunami is like when we were a kid, quicksand. We were sure.
Exactly.
We were sure that we were... Yes, if we were going to die, it was going to be quicksand.
Or lava.
Lava. Quicksand, lava. Yeah, there were four ways you were going to die.
Yes.
Quicksand, lava, tsunami, rattlesnake bite. Unless somebody was there to suck out the poison.
Yes.
Those were the ways, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
First pick in just a minute. There's a thing on the internet, and it's... I don't know. It sounds, it's too just dumb to be made up. I think it's real. I don't, I'm almost embarrassed that we're going to even address this thing, but I can't believe my son is letting us get evicted. You may have seen that on the internet. It's been going around. We'll talk about it next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
You see this thing online, the mom who's going, okay, I'll just read, it's lengthy. She went on the internet anonymously, of course. That should be banned. You shouldn't be able to be anonymous in a group. You just shouldn't. No? So she says, my 17-year-old is just letting us get evicted. I have 6 kids. My 17-year-old is the oldest. He's been working for me for the last year and gives me $500 in rent money. My entire rent is $1,400 for a 3-bedroom, and I work, but it's not enough to support everything. My son's help helps us a lot. So he's paying over a third of the rent. Okay. I got behind on rent because for once I wanted to do something.
Oh.
I left an abusive relationship and my sisters went on a cruise and I went with them. I spent more than I should have. I've been playing catch up with the rent ever since. My landlord decided not to make an issue, even though I have always been late and usually he's okay as long as tax season I pay whatever I owed. He told me I have to pay $3,700 or he'll be going forward with the eviction. My son gets his bank statements to the house, so I looked at it and I see that he has over $8,000 in his account. I told him we need help and I asked him to give me the money. He said he can only give $1,000, which is selfish because he has all that money saved in his account. After all I have done for him,
what?
For him to treat me like this breaks my heart. He said if we get evicted, he's going to get his own place and take his 2 brothers with him so I don't have to stress, which I feel is, well, they wrote condensing, but I think what they mean is condescending. Because why not get another place with me? Also, lately, he's the only one with a car, and getting him to drive me everywhere has been like pulling teeth. I don't know what to do or how to get him to respect me and realize you don't leave your family behind in their time of need. I don't know when he became so selfish to know we can all be evicted, and he has way more than we ever need in his account, and I'm so mad at him.
Oh my goodness. Wait, I'm sorry. How old did we know how old the son was?
17.
I have so many feelings inside of my body right now that want to scream bloody murder. This mom is wild.
Okay, so we're all on the same. Oh, 702-364-9898. Well, let's do Brandy and Monica tickets right now. The Boy Is Mine Tour at T-Mobile Arena, Friday, November 7th. Thank you to our friends at the Black Promoters Collective for shooting us the tickets. 702-364-9898. Bonus points. I started out the same way as you, Michaela. I assume that we're feeling the same way.
Yeah.
I jumped over to the other side for a
minute. What?
Well, I do hear both sides of the.
Apparently someone's calling me.
Are we getting a tsunami warning? What's happening?
I've never heard this before.
What's happening right now?
Hello?
I'm only joking because it seems like everybody got through it okay. So unless there's something I was missing.
True.
702-364-9898 right now. It's the first pick of Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Outrage. Nothing but outrage. It's just widespread outrage on the first pick, the long and the short of it. First of all, why? Why does everybody feel the need to air their dirty laundry? What good does this do? You're mad at your 17-year-old son because you've squandered, the money. oh, I finally did something for myself and went on a trip with my sisters. They were going on a cruise and I went with them and I spent the rent money. And now I find out that my 17-year-old is the responsible one. And, you know, and now I'm mad at him because he won't give me money because I blew all of mine.
The way I could never side with this woman ever, no matter what point is made. But I do want to hear your point of view.
Is it Evan, Eva?
Yeah.
Is that who we're going?
Yes, Evan.
What up, Evan? How are you, brother?
What up, bro?
What? Okay, thoughts? I'll just leave it at that. Do you have thoughts, sir?
Yeah, there's so many thoughts on this one, man. Like, if you're an adult and you can't go on a trip and then come back and pay your rent, you have bigger problems than what money your son has. You know what I mean?
Truly.
And then you're mad at your son because, well, he's got money. Why isn't he giving us money?
He gets to have fun.
What?
Yeah.
No, you know what? He's not having fun.
Yeah.
He's saving his money.
He's not.
That's what he's doing.
He's not having fun at all. No way. If he's the responsible one that wants to take his brothers and sisters with him and go get a new place without mom, there's bigger fish to fry.
Totally. Yeah, and the fact that it's not like her son is 118, but also like... She also still has two other little boys because he wants to take his brothers and she went on that cruise. Like, girl, you got to just do motherhood. Don't get to go on cruises with your sisters until all your kids are fed and have a roof over their head. Like, what is that?
And then to call somebody else selfish. And trying to see the other side of it was just, okay, well, I was in a bad relationship and now I'm trying to do something for myself. She's having a reality break. You know what I mean? She's breaking away from what's real. And it's just, what are you doing?
Yeah, I hear that. I will say, and I did this happily. This is not like any shade. Because I did American Idol at 16, I obviously started getting paychecks, 16, 17, 18. And I would send money to my mom. She was a single mom. She didn't ask for it. It's not like shady or weird, you know? So I feel like just being in that position, like I was happy to do it. There was a little bit of responsibility that I did feel, but like... To put all of this responsibility on this 17-year-old who's like working a regular job, saving what he can. And if he has $8,000 in his bank account, like good for him. I thought the whole point of parenting was to like set your kids up for doing better than you ever did. You know, like that's just such a weird thing.
But you know, he saw what was coming. You know what I mean? Yeah. He knew what was coming and he knew that he was going to have to take care of himself.
So, yeah.
Right on, Evan. Have a great time at Brandy and Monica.
Woo!
Oh, awesome.
We'll see you at T-Mobile on November 7th.
Right where I want
to be. Yes.
Is it Brandy and Monica?
Yeah.
Is it Brandy and Monica? I don't know why that's funny because it's not funny. It's, you know, it's real talk, but I love that. Yeah. First Pick, once again, you know what I keep forgetting to tell you? First Pick is brought to you by Northwest Career College, registering now for the fall, of course, and giving away, on top of all that, giving away a $10,000 scholarship. You can find out more at nccvibe.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, perfectly imperfect, 98.5 KLUC.
Listen, I don't want to put any pressure on the story. But Michaela, Eva, you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Moments ago, Michaela said, I had a funny story to tell you. That's the worst. It's the worst thing
the pressure
to have
is
happen.
So high.
Because now.
If it's not funny, everyone's like, great, what a self-serving story, you moron. You're like.
I always tease all my friends. Hey, you want to hear? Hey, you want to hear something funny? And I go, and I tell them, I go, I'll be the judge of that.
I know.
Okay, let it fly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like
stop,
this deserves.
Hang on,
this needs.
Don't do it.
This needs, ladies and gentlemen, an exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show. Everybody, get ready.
Stop.
Gather around the radio. Turn it up nice and loud.
I literally hate you.
Here's something funny.
My face is bright red.
Okay. No, let's hear it.
I don't know how to start. I just wanted to tell my friend. Me and Lisa were watching TV last night.
It's already funny.
And, you know those commercials where those like big white fluffy cats come
Your
out?
Your face is so red.
I'm so red.
I've never seen you blush like this.
I know.
Yeah. She's wearing pink leggings today, and her face
of
matches her
leggings.
Hot pink. Hot.
Yeah. Face
okay, so I'm
pink.
Sorry. You were watching TV and what happened?
We were watching. Do you know that commercial with that big white fluffy cat? And they show him eating that very like distinguished food. Feed your cat the best. So I love to ask Lisa annoying questions, off the wall questions, out of nowhere.
I'm familiar with this.
So I said, Lisa, what would you do if I started identifying as a cat? And she was like, she paused for a second, and then she said. Oh my God. I was just thinking about that today. Like mentally, I was like, oh my God, a cat.
That you were going to identify as cats?
Yeah. Yes. And I was like, wait, what? Like it took such a turn for me too. Like I thought I was just asking a dumb question.
You thought you were the crazy one.
Yeah. And she was all for it. She was like, yeah, a big white fluffy one. And it would just be so awesome. And like, I love on and on. And I'm like, listen, she's very supportive, but even this is a stretch. And I was like,
she was thinking about you being a cat.
Yeah, because I said, how would you feel if I started identifying as a cat? So she's going on and on. The description, what the cat and her would do. So the more she's talking about it, I was like, Lisa, I love this support, but did you hear what I said? And she goes, yeah, you want to get a cat. And I was like, no, Lisa, no, I said, what if I identified as a cat?
Oh, you guys are officially married.
I know.
Oh, that's congratulations.
I know. And she looked at me and she said, oh, if you identified as a cat? And I was like, yeah, what'd you do? And she's like, keep you outside and give you some milk.
Yeah, that's right.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
For all the pressure that was on that story. Yeah, pretty good.
Thank you.
It's solid. It's solid. Did you give it the old where you lick the back of your hand and then you groom yourself on the top of your head?
No, I said, I say, can you make it almond milk because I'm lactose intolerant? And she was sure.
Well, nobody wants to clean up after a cat when they got the strewn, you know what I mean?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Ryan Kessler of Red Rock goes for win number 4 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, coming up in just moments. And we'll do 4 passes for Freakier Friday. We've got an advanced screening coming up next Tuesday at an undisclosed location. From what I'm hearing out of test screenings and whatnot and other reviewers, Freakier Friday's good.
I'm told. I feel like it would be really good. Say what you will. Lindsay Lohan in The Parent Trap was so iconic at such a young age, playing two different characters. Like, she's an actress. And Jamie Lee Curtis acts amazing as well. So I think it'll be so good.
Yeah. Some people get sour because Jamie Lee Curtis got political.
You know what? Did you hear the hesitancy when I said it? I was like, Jamie Lee Curtis acts, and she's great.
You know what? I've just gone, okay, great. I expect everybody to be political. Just some people can't keep their mouths shut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people just can't hold it. I just go, whatever.
Big
just,
love.
You do it. Yeah. You do whatever you're going to do. So there's, you know, there's two kinds of people in the world, and it's people that think Happy Gilmore 2 was exactly what it should have been. And it was good and it was funny. That's the kind of person I am. And then there's other people who thought it sucked. There's nobody in the middle. Nobody in the middle.
Ooh, I still haven't watched it yet.
Me neither.
But regardless, it just set a new record for Netflix. Biggest U.S. opening weekend ever for a Netflix original.
No way!
Almost 47 million people watched it over 3 days. You know why? Because you don't have to leave your house and you don't have to put on pants.
Yeah. Eva, we've got homework to do. We have to watch it.
I know, we
but
do.
Also, I think people miss like Adam Sandler, like Big Daddy, like all those rom-com, like comedies from the 90s, 2000s were the
just
best.
All the stupid, stuff that, you know, that he's famous for. By the way, 70% rating at Rotten Tomatoes. 61% with critics. Critics aren't going to like this. Why would you?
Yeah.
And by the way, the original Happy Gilmore is now number three on Netflix global top 10 with over 11 million views because everybody wants to go back and compare.
Yeah, love that.
And all that, which isn't so terrible. If you liked the first Happy Gilmore, go in with that in your brain and this will be okay for you.
Because it truly
is Happy Gilmore 2. You know what I mean? They're just...
Yeah.
It's what it is. As long as we're here, you want to do good feeling stories of the day?
Why not?
Just for fun. All right, great.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
We'll go quick. It's adorable. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. A golfer in the UK made a hole in one the day after he turned 90 years old.
Yeah.
90. I'm not sure I even know anybody. You know, and I play golf some.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I know anybody that's had a hole in one. Oh, no, I do. I do know somebody. I've got the guy who does my taxes.
Nice. Oh, you love that guy. Good for him.
He got a hole in one in Hawaii.
Nice.
In fact, it was this year. It was recent. It's funny, the 90-year-old guy, pretty lucky shot. He says he doesn't see great anymore, so he didn't even know it went in at first. He took up golf when he retired. He's only been playing for 30 years. It's his first hole-in-one. It's just kind of cool. Maintenance workers at a school in Texas saved a raccoon that got its head stuck in a dumpster. I usually don't do these stories, but stupid raccoon stuck its head through a hole. Stuck its hole through a head. No.
Hang on. Sound it out.
stuck its head through a hole at the bottom of the dumpster. They gave it some water while they had to cut the metal.
Dang.
How terrifying for the raccoon. But also, you know, it's summer. A, the dumpster was hot because it's metal. B, they weren't even supposed to be at that school that week. They just, for whatever reason, nobody really knows why they stopped by, but they did. They heard the commotion in the dumpster because the raccoon's trying to get his stupid head out of the stupid hole. Yeah, and they ended up saving his life. And then finally, in a similar story, marine rescue workers in Australia posted a video after they rescued a young dolphin from a fishing net and reunited it with its mama.
Yeah.
Three workers had to jump from a moving boat to grab the dolphin and get the net off. They got drone footage of it swimming away with its mama.
Oh my God.
Like a Disney movie.
I love that.
And yeah, really, I did all three stories just because they were good, but I really only cared about the last one.
Yeah.
It's your good feeling stories today.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Look at that, 7:02 on Wednesday, the 30th day of July, 2025.
Woo-hoo!
She is Michaela Gordon. She is Eva, 2000 Eva with two A's. Did I get it right, Eva?
Yay!
Oh, she's on the phone. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you. Look at her multitasking. Oh, our little girl is growing up. In every baby producer's life, there's a, you know, move forward. And she's gone from being petrified to, you know, and not being able to concentrate on anything.
Yeah.
Which rightfully so.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Then you move forward where you can concentrate on one thing and you get that down. And then she was like, yeah, I'm on the phone, but okay, fine, I'll be on the air too. And whatever.
Period.
And I'm recording three promos.
Yeah.
And I'm editing audio and I'm helping the promotions department get ready for whatever they're doing today. She's got that all down.
Yep.
So Eva's in for Adrian, even though though Adrian's watching over his shoulder, he checked out about halfway through Monday's show. He's way over it already.
Look at
ready
face.
To head off to SummerSlam, brother.
Woo.
Is that gonna? Hey, Adrian, can you hear me back there? Can you yell? Is it just gonna be like Hulkapalooza tribute all weekend long, or do you think they've moved on?
No, because I wouldn't be going.
I jumped quick to the Hulk was good to us because he was. I had kind of in my brain had just kind of glossed over what a despicable human being he had been at points in his life. And, you know, and so I hear you, man. Mm-hmm. I respect that point of view. I respect that side of it. And kind of, yeah.
Come on, brotherly love.
I love you too, brother.
Yeah, brother. That's right, brother.
Yeah. Good. Yes.
Fine. Come on, Michaela, say it.
Brother.
There you go. You know.
Don't look at me like that, Adrian. Shut up.
Come on, Eva.
Did my best.
Give me a brother.
Brother.
Not bad. Not bad. People who watch Letterkenny are losing their minds right now. Really, because that's a scene also.
That's hilarious.
All right, fine. We should probably move forward now, okay. I guess. Instead of just let them. Sorry for driving us straight into a brother ditch.
Sorry, everyone.
Unnecessarily. I'm kind of in that mood today. I can tell.
I'm there with you, babe.
Yeah, what's our deal? Why are we spacey?
I don't know. We've rested. We're happy.
You know, that's what it is.
I know.
We don't have it. Yeah, we're not under the gun right now.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you and I are relaxed. The Aces won last night. They whooped up on LA. Holy Asia Wilson was otherworldly in the first half.
Man.
In the first quarter, she missed a shot. I want to say she made her first 8 shots, and then finally she missed one on the guy, and it was I was watching the. I was watching the LA broadcast. Don't ask why. Okay. I just was.
All right.
And the guy finally goes, she's human. Because she finally missed a shot.
Yeah, she's crazy, dude.
And Jackie Young with a triple-double. Look out. Here come the Aces.
Let's go.
Look out. Here they come. They whoop up on LA 89-75. Huge weekend. Okay? Huge weekend for the Aces. Noon on Saturday, nationally televised showdown with Minnesota, the number one team in the league, with the player that everybody says is going to be the MVP. We all know that Asia Wilson is the real MVP, the reigning MVP, the 3-time MVP, the best player on the planet, period. I don't know if you know, that's how I introduce her every time.
Period.
I love it.
When we do her introduction, all I say is best player on the planet, period.
Yes.
And the crowd, and everybody yells period with me and screams. It's awesome.
I love that.
Michaela, what day are you doing the anthem?
Sunday.
Okay, so Saturday against Minnesota, nationally televised. Sunday, 3 p.m., we're playing Golden State, a team that we've had trouble with them. They're a first-year squad. One of our assistant coaches is their head coach. I think that may play into it a little bit.
Oh, shoot.
We've struggled with them a touch. And Michaela's going to sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
So I'm guaranteeing a win on Sunday because Michaela's singing the anthem.
Yeah, it's the Chet Buchanan Show. We'll be there together. Yeah. You're always there, but
almost.
Now together.
Yeah.
Almost.
Half of us, yeah. Two-thirds, three-quarters. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to count it
I'll
now.
FaceTime with Adrian.
Now that we have Eva and Adrian, I don't know how we count whether we're two-thirds or half or
true.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But yeah. So big weekend for the Aces and all that. You heard the music. It's time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Ryan Kessler of Red Rock going for win number 4. He has requested 4 tickets for the advanced screening of Freakier Friday coming up next Tuesday. Thanks to our friends at Allied Global Marketing. If you would like to take him down, if you would like a shot at those tickets, then you need to be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898 and play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now. Good luck. Michaela and I were just talking about how neither one of us knew how we felt about this song when it first started, right?
Yeah, yeah. But now that I've listened to it 400 times, I actually love it.
It's got a funky, it's like a 70s vibe that's oddly comforting.
Yeah.
And I think that was the point. I just realized, sorry, I'm going to show my age a little bit. I just realized what that sounds like, and I couldn't come up with it before. The Monkees. Remember back?
Which mind. Song?
I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
Any of them.
All right, yeah.
The Monkees. It was an old group.
No, I
There's
know the
some
Monkees.
Some of you are laughing at me, and some of you will be texting momentarily. Just realize that makes you just as old. So shut up. I don't want to hear it. I think we can make this happen for Michaela's hometown throwdown now. Ryan Kessler, our champion, is back looking for win number 4. Mr. Kessler, how are you today?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
I think we're going to make it. Ryan Kessler has gotten all 3 of Red Rock's wins. They're in a tie with Paradise, the East Side, Central Las Vegas / Midtown. They've all got 3. Santa Fe and Enterprise with 4. Spring Valley, Inspirata, Southwest, Southern Highlands, Anthem, Coronado, and Summerlin South with 5 wins each. Cadence and Mountain's Edge with 6. We haven't heard from Mountain's Edge in forever.
I know.
What the heck? North Las Vegas and West Henderson have 8, also known as Weehee. Hendertucky, Wagon Wheel, they've got 10 wins. Rhodes Ranch, 13. Best of the West, 14. Silverado Ranch, 15. Centennial Hills, 18. Ooh. Aliante with 20. And Sunrise Manor, if Adrian was here. I don't know if... Oh, you might be able to hear us in the back of the room. Sunrise Manor, Adrian!
City of Champions!
Yes!
They've got 23 wins overall on the big leaderboard. Eva, who were you finally able to find for us?
Yes, we've got Jacob Peterson from Centennial Hills.
What up, Big Jake?
What's going on? By the way, this is Bubba.
Oh, Bubba. Bub's delicious. I was looking at your name. I was looking at your name and I went, I know this guy from somewhere and I can't place it. Bubba used to call the show all the time. Michaela, Bubba, Michaela.
What's up, Bubba?
Hello.
Hi, dude.
Look at him perk up. He's like, hey, girl.
What up, Bubba?
Yeah, good to have you back, man. We play the game to 3. Make sure you buzz in with your name, whatever name. So are you going to be Bubba or are you going to be Jacob?
I'll go Bubba.
Yeah.
I like it.
Familiar.
Buzz in with your name. Do not listen to me. And listen to me now, Kessler. Do not answer until we call upon you. But also be very well aware if we buzz you, don't answer. Like if you've been fighting to get the answer and you don't get it in time, don't just yell stuff out because otherwise you might give the answer to the other person. You don't want to do that because the first 1 to 3 is the winner. Okay. Oh, and by the way, and one thing that we probably need to clarify that came up yesterday, if neither of you are able to answer a question, I have a chance to steal. And if I get to 3 first before anybody else, we toss everybody out and just give away the tickets to caller number 25. So there you go. Your quizmaster is the one and only commissioner, Michaela Gordon. Why do we call her the commissioner, Kessler?
Her last name's Gordon.
Let's
That's
go.
Right, Commissioner Gordon, just like the Batman movies. The one and only Michaela Gordon.
There's a new show on Netflix called Building the Band, hosted by the lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls. What's her name?
Ooh, that's tough.
Bubba. Oh, shot in the dark. Nicole Scherzinger?
For the early lead, is it Nicole Scherzinger?
Come on, Bubba.
Yes, Bubba. Oh, up 1-0.
This man is cultured. Way to go. The Aces.
Well, with a name like Bubba, obviously, he's cultured.
Oh, yeah, hello.
Obviously.
The Aces played last night and won. What team did they play against?
Bubba.
You guys suck. Ryan. I just said this on the air Ryan. 4 minutes ago. Bubba got in first.
I didn't hear it. The Liberty?
Was it the Liberty?
Crap!
It was not. Do you have an answer, Mr. Kessler?
Sparks.
Was it the Sparks of the L.A. variety? Yes, we are tied 1 apiece.
Woo! This Disney show made Miley Cyrus very famous as she played
Ryan.
Hannah Montana.
Oh, Hannah Montana, sure. Okay, what was the rest of that question? I'm curious.
It's celebrating its 20th birthday today, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and Miley was saying she wanted to do something special for it, but I'm not sure that she has the licensing, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, they're probably,
They probably told her no, but she was like, I really want to do something special, but we, okay. Yeah. Champion 2, Challenger 1.
Freakier Friday is coming out this week. Who are the two leading stars?
Ryan.
Boy, you got to have both of them, Ryan, for the win.
Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis for win number 4 for Mr. Kessler. Game over. Yay. Did it again.
Good job, Ryan.
Holy. Hey, Bubba, it's good to hear your voice, man. Don't be a stranger. Did we lose Bubba? Did he just hang up?
He
just left. He said he's mad. He just left.
Listen, that was pretty good. He knew the name Nicole Scherzinger, though. He got extra love for that.
He's the best guy. It's really, really good to hear from that dude again. Ryan Kessler of Red Rock. Look at this guy. All of a sudden, his first 2 times that he played the game, couldn't even get a sniff.
Yeah.
Now he's got 4 wins in a row. He's got all the prizes. Now he's got advanced screening tickets to Freakier Friday at AMC Town Square. Oh, undisclosed location. On Tuesday, August 5th, courtesy of Ally Global Marketing. We're going to give you the option. Ryan, for your win number 5, do you want to play for more Brandy and Monica tickets? Do you want to play for more Cowabunga Bay tickets? Or do you want to play for more Freakier Friday tickets tomorrow?
Brandy, Monica.
He wants more Brandy and Monica. He wants win number 5 to retire as a 5-time champion. We'll do all of that tomorrow morning, shortly after 7 a.m. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Oh, wait. Before we do anything else, this pre-recorded commercial announcement.
This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
Yeah, it's you. That's you saying that stuff. Nice. Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you.
177. You're welcome. 177-second survey coming up in just a moment. Trying to figure out, I should probably clean out this file just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I should go through and get rid of some stuff that we've been. Could you identify your most cherished life moment? Now, the proper answer, the right answer, Michaela, let's take when we got married out of it.
Okay.
That's the right answer. Everybody take that one out of it.
Okay.
That's fun. So they asked people what they're to do their top 10. I'm going to ask you to try to identify one big cherished life moment specifically.
Oh God.
I know. But just, you know what? You know the way to do this? What's the first thing that pops into your head? When we ask you that question, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Great.
And we'll just go from there. No, this will be fun. Back in the day when people didn't want to go through all the drama and everything of getting married, they would just elope. And it was kind of a big deal. People would just leave. They'd go find a justice of the peace in Reno, you know, or whatever. Even no matter where they lived, they'd go to Reno. And they'd, you know,
yeah.
and they just do it there. Mm-hmm. It's the new 2025 version of eloping. And are we okay with this or not? And then, yeah, we might have time for a third today, but the 177-second survey with 4 tickets to Cowabunga Bay, which you can still slide that in. Oh, no pun intended. Slide that in. See what I did there, Michaela? slide to Cowabunga Bay. Woo! Get it? Slide it in before, you know what? That one's free, Cowabunga Bay. You can use that for your marketing. Slide it in before school starts.
Good.
something to think about.
Something to consider. Here it is.
We'll do 4 tickets to Cowabunga Bay for your 177-second survey coming up next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, y'all, it's 177-second survey. Eva is filling in for Adrian today. Who's on the phone, please?
We've got Trixie Gonzalez from Lone Mountain.
What up, Trix?
Trixie!
Can't hear Trixie. Oh. Not hearing Trixie. There's Trixie. Hi, Trix.
Hi.
Hi. Your 177-second survey starts right now. This is an easy one for me, but this girl's babysitting, right? She ordered DoorDash while she was babysitting because she had not eaten lunch. She was getting a headache because she reached out to the mom, said, hey, what time? And I don't know exactly what time. Oh, I think it was already 10 o'clock. So she reaches out to the mom, says, what time are you guys going to be home? You said you'd be home at 8 o'clock earlier. It's now 2 hours late. The kids are asleep. The mom says, great, we're taking the 10:30 train, so we should be home at 11:30. Sorry, we thought we'd be done earlier. Babysitter says, okay, no problem. See you at 11:30. Mom texts back a little bit later saying, hey, our ring camera just showed somebody at the door. Was something delivered? She says, yes, I didn't eat dinner, so I ordered DoorDash. The mom says, okay, we'll talk when we get home, but I'm really concerned that you would do that without asking first. I would never be okay with a stranger coming to the door while my kids are sleeping. I really wish you would ask me before doing that. Please check to make sure the storm door is locked and the chain is locked as well, since you opened them. She goes, I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable. The babysitter says, I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable. I just hadn't eaten since before lunch. Thought I'd be done by 8 like you had originally mentioned. I started getting a headache and really needed to eat something. I've ordered food before while babysitting. It's never been a problem with anybody else, so I didn't think it would be an issue. They left it at the door. I waited until they were gone before I went out to grab it and locked all the doors the way that they were when I came back in. The mom still, you know, yada, yada, yada. I get that you were hungry, but it's more about the fact that somebody came to the door without my knowledge and that you left my kids in the house alone while you grabbed the food. She opened the door and grabbed the food.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something had happened, it just makes me really nervous. You could have eaten from the cabinet. This is my home and my kids, and I just need to be able to fully trust who's here. We'll talk later. She ended up firing the babysitter. This is absolutely 1,000,000% not cool on the mom, right?
Yes, exactly. She said she was going to be there at a set time and then ended up being almost 4 hours later.
I'll try to give you the idea that...
Babysitter, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try to give you the idea to side with the mom that, okay, maybe she could have...
I know. At first, right? I was thinking she's being so dramatic, and then thinking about it, okay, fair, like a stranger coming to the door, the kids are sleeping, you don't know. I get that. Maybe a text could have been helpful, but I do think it could have been just a conversation and not firing her. I mean, obviously she didn't mean having bad intentions. She's hungry. I probably would have done it too. And then if the mom's like, hey, I'm uncomfortable, then I'd be like, great, I'm so sorry. That literally won't happen again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me ask this. Trixie, did she really put the kids in danger?
I don't think so. She did all she needed precaution-wise. She waited till the DoorDasher left and then opened the door. And she just stepped out, got the food, and closed the doors how it was.
And granted, I've had time to think about this. I would also wonder, what's going on with this mom? that she's worried about people coming to the door. Who's she got coming to the door that she's not telling the babysitter about? What kind of, like, what, like, literally, why is she so paranoid? You know, because if it's just about life, then okay, maybe calm down just a touch. You know, and get a gate. You know, put up a fence, get a gate. I don't know.
Yeah, I will say, looking at the internet and all these insane stories that come out, I could see her being like a stranger's at my door. I see it. I understand her point. I really do. I just don't think she should have
the mom or the babysitter?
The mom.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I don't even think it's too dramatic. The women in my life send me all these videos of like women at the gas station, all these crazy videos. So I'm really empathizing with the mom. I just don't think it was fair that she fired her. Like, I feel like it absolutely should have just been a conversation.
Because I was kind of trying to get where you are, and I'm having a hard way to do it, but okay.
The world's just so weird now, you know? It's like, it's just weird. So she's probably taking precautions we wouldn't normally take.
Right. And a lot of times, and here's the thing, a lot of times in these situations, I try to argue both sides.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to see if the bit's going to be any good.
Totally.
You know, for selfish purposes, I try to argue both sides just to see if there's something to argue. Yeah. And I was kind of having a hard time with it. I guess I get it. You're right. It's not fireable. You know what? You know what, Trixie? I think the one thing that we can all agree on is that you're going to have a great time at Cowabunga Bay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your four tickets. Have a great day. The Jeff Buchanan. Sometimes I just tell stories just for Michaela. I think you'll like this story. You know, that song Peaches was produced by, there were two guys. I don't remember all the details, and I don't remember the what her name was, but one of the guys that produced that song, his mom lives in Vegas and listens to the show every day.
Oh my God.
And I swear to you. You know, for a while, we were playing that song quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, about every third time that we would play that song, she would send me a DM.
Oh, I love it. And it was the sweetest,
because she was so excited. And it was this absolute sweetest thing
ever. Of course. So,
there you go. I thought you'd like that.
I love it.
Rena in Mountain's Edge's got an issue. Everything was great between her and her boyfriend. They've been together since the holidays last year. So they were like, yeah, we should move in together. So they did. Mm-hmm. She moved in with him and, you know, and she's nesting. So she hung up her three paintings that have been in her house. They've been in my house since way before I met him, she says, trying to justify her point.
Mm-hmm. I'm nervous.
He asked me where I got him. I told him the truth. My ex painted him for me. And she, Rena will tell you, she just likes the painting. She didn't care that they were from her ex. Boyfriend's got an issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you this? Would you have a problem with this? If Lisa moved in and said, hey, oh, what are those paintings? Oh, my ex painted them for me.
I'm going back and forth. I literally cannot make up my mind in this moment. I feel like the mature me is like, yeah, let him keep the artwork up. It's her artwork.
Oh, sure. Mature you. No.
But the petty
mature
me,
you, burn yeah, them. Mature you stays inside. Immature you comes out. Yeah.
Just light them on fire. What do I care? They're not going in my house. Right.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't do it.
I don't think.
I'll be the first to admit, I couldn't do it. I just don't think I could.
I know. You know, it's funny because Lisa is really, really good friends with her ex. And in the beginning of the year, so I was like, I do not get this. I don't like this. Now I love the ex. Now we're all friends. So I was trying to think from that perspective. But no, artwork is intimate in its own way. I don't want it in my house.
Eva, where'd you want to go first? Where do you want to go first? Are we talking to Carly or Gavin?
Yeah, let's talk to Carly.
Good. Carly. And Carly, you say, hey, all of you pound sand. You can keep the pictures.
Okay. I think yes, because it's a little, I mean, is the guy showing other jealous tendencies? If so, like, this could be a red flag. And then also, I think it depends what content of the art is. Like, is it nudes of her?
Right. Yeah, that's what I got too.
Legit artist, and it's actually like beautiful mountainscapes or something. Like that's a totally different thing.
So fair. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, is it a bad thing? And that's funny, you brought something up about the jealousy and the red flag. Is it bad? Is it bad if her boyfriend, if Rena's boyfriend wants to carve out a little territory? Is that necessarily a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing, but I think it's going to be telling of like whether there is that, kind of like Michaela said, the mature person or like the adult version, like, are you both able to talk through it and say, hey, well, this makes me feel a little uncomfortable. Okay, well, you know, is there like a compromise that you can come to or something like that? But if I were in her shoes, I would be thinking like, oh man, if this person's like really that jealous, like I'm going to have to keep my eye on this, you know, and I'd want to make sure that, hey, if it really is just innocuous, like painting that like,
oh, we lost it. Oh, she was on such a good roll. Oh no, pick it back up. She's back.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, if it's something like, well, these are legitimately good paintings and it doesn't really matter who it's from, like I don't even think about that guy anymore. It's really nothing, then I would want someone who can trust me.
But also now that you're like, it matters the context, and all I can visualize is Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio in the Titanic, like painting her naked. She's like, paint me like one of your French girls.
Carly, thank you. I just, yeah, here's the thing. And then you find out this is totally like a movie. Then you go, oh, well, who's your boy? Oh, my boyfriend. Oh, you might know him. He plays football. He's Max Crosby. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh, he's just this right. Big, yoked out, good looking dude that makes $1 billion, you know,
totally.
Makes $1 bajillion or whoever, you know. So, okay, hang on. Hey, Gavin, can you... Is there a way, I expected women to say you can keep the pictures. I expected guys to say, oh, hell no. That's kind of where I figured we might go if you were going to try and break it out on who's going to be on what side. But is there a way that you could take this in the totality of the situation? Like, I don't talk to him anymore. I haven't seen him in years. I just like the pictures.
I don't know. I could see both sides of it, but also like anytime they get into like an argument, is she going to be looking at these pictures and being like, oh, I had it better.
Oh, that's seeing
it in her mind. Like it was greener before, but it really wasn't.
I'm a believer too, that if you are in a partnership, I'll just break it down. Like, you know, Michaela and I are not romantic, but we are in a partnership. And my goal pretty much every day is to try and make sure that Michaela and Adrian or Eva or whoever's in those other chairs, I need you to be happy. I need you to be happy. I don't just want you to be happy. I need you to be happy. And some days it's hard for me to be happy, but the thing that I try to focus back around on is, well, how happy are these guys? Because if you're happy, I'm probably going to end up being happy.
Yeah.
So take down the stupid paintings.
Such a good point.
Your partner's not happy. What are you doing? Why do you want to just, it's like every day if they go, don't do that. Don't do what? Poke me in the ribs. And then you keep poking them in the ribs.
Yeah, you're so right. Can I tell you, I wrote a song about my ex a million years ago. It was a song I absolutely loved so much. And although Lisa said she was cool with it, I could tell it annoyed her when I would sing it live. So ugh. I stopped altogether and I don't sing it anymore. And actually, you're 100% right. Like, it meant nothing to me. I just loved the song and it was written and I wrote it. But you're 100% right. You got to keep the person happy.
Was it nice about your ex, or was it like, thank you for everything you did for me in my life?
No.
And I grew, or was it, you be, I hope I never see you again. And you get hit by a car.
No, it was a nice song. It was like a love song.
Yeah.
Like we were in a really, and she was like, I prefer you not to do that live. And I was like, you know what? Noted. Okay. Hear that, sister.
And I, boy, it wouldn't have been that long ago that I would have gone, why can't you just shut up about it? Why can't you just make a, but we've learned, I think we've learned that eventually the truth comes out.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't she have just said she got the paintings at a garage sale, you know, or whatever, just anything.
Yeah.
But eventually it comes out.
You know, one of her girlfriends will come over and be like, oh, you still have Sean's photos up? That's so nice. And the boyfriend's like, wait, I thought you got this at a garage sale.
Right.
Oh,
the worst.
That sound was my head, was my forehead into the microphone.
Just pounding on the mic.
God.
If she was thinking about her ex, she wouldn't have said that it was her ex who painted them. Right?
She's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Don't you have to? We always talk about you have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. I see it.
Oh, Gen Z, you're liars.
Oh.
Okay, good. No, I'm just kidding. Or, no, that's the one redeeming quality about Gen Z. They're willing to lie.
Yes.
To get what they want. To make life easier. You know, that's how we did it in Gen X. Sometimes you got to tell a lie to make your life easier.
Yeah.
And we liked it. We were happy with the way that was.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Had the 177 second survey earlier, and there was a bunch of stuff I was going to do, and we got bogged down in that whole babysitter story with the mom firing her because she ordered DoorDash. You had a stranger come to my door. By the way, which I'm sorry for mocking because I know you actually kind of sided with the mom a little bit. So I don't mean to mock in such fashion.
No, I respect your opinion.
Was that an opinion?
Yes.
Is this voice? Well, if I do it in this voice, is it an opinion?
Yeah. Well, the fact is it was wrong, but I appreciate it. Just kidding.
I respect your opinion. Yeah. Okay.
But the truth is, just kidding.
Yeah, but there was a bunch of stuff. So I'm going to ask you really quick.
Yeah.
What do you call Lisa? What's your pet name for Lisa?
Oh, man. I call her Lisi. And baby.
Here are your choices. Babe, honey, baby, sweetheart, or love. What are you, British? Love. Hey, love.
I call my friends love, but I don't call Lisa love. I try to not use any pet names for people except for Lisa.
Yeah. No, you are a switch their name around, but you call me Chetty. And I know that's a term of endearment.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would have been weird. And I think, and you did it pretty early on with us on the show.
Yeah.
And I think it would have been, weird, but it comes so natural for you. You know what I mean? It just came out and all of a sudden it was just happening. We didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, that was the next thing. You know what?
I never noticed it. All the people in my life that I'm close with, I switch the name up to an E.
Yeah.
Love. Yeah. That's it. That's a ticket.
All right. Well, I guess apparently... It's flipped. Honey was a big one, but that's more of Gen X and Boomer, and that's now second on the list. Babe is number one, which yeah, a lot of people. Babe, both guys and girls. You have a boyfriend?
No,
I never ask you. We haven't gotten up in your business. How many guys are you rotating right now? Because I know you're not alone.
No.
She's counting on her fingers. She's counting on her fingers. It's great.
No boyfriend, but I do call everyone babe because it's endearing.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Babe. Yeah. 20% overall. And it was substantially in front of honey. Honey was 13%. Baby is 10%. That's number one with Gen Z is baby.
Mm-hmm.
Not babe. But whatever. Honey. Gen Z's way out on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boomers, 22%. Sweetheart.
Wait.
Sweetheart.
Hey, sweetheart. You know what one gives me a cringe? Dear. Hey, dear.
Well, okay. Love, 6%.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have talked to Brits. Who knows? Dear, boo, bae, darling, 2%. Angel, sugar, pumpkin. 1%.
Think
of all of that.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, that feels right.
What do I call my wife? I don't know what I call her. I have to pay attention. I'm sure I know, call her
I'm
something.
I'm trying to think.
I
Do you guys say honey? like my honey?
We might be. We might. No. Are we honey people? We are not those people. Those are honey people. I don't like those honey people.
We're not honey people.
Those people that moved in down the block, they're honey people. I don't think they're our kind of people.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, the deers down the street, not our kind of people.
I have to really think. I'm shocked my wife isn't texting me right now because she does listen to the show, but at very low volume. She's hoping that one day she'll catch a, that she'll help us in the ratings.
But I feel like I've listened to you guys on speaker and you're both very endearing to each other when you talk. I feel like I would remember at the very least too. I feel like you guys say baby.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out.
Not me trying to know your relationship. Goodbye.
People are hanging on the edge of their seat for this one. Yeah. What does he call her? I can only imagine. Most of them have already switched the same.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
So thank God I haven't seen, I mean, I imagine there's damage and probably not great news coming out of Russia after that earthquake last night. But as far as the tsunami part went, I haven't heard of anybody, you know, other than big old traffic jams of people trying to get out, get away from the tsunami zones.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of anybody getting hurt or anything like that, right?
Same. Yeah. And thank God.
Well, because I thought, man, this isn't one you hear every day.
Yeah.
They had the one in Sri Lanka that was bad on New Year's, 15 years ago? And then the tsunami in Japan that was horrible, horrible. And I thought, oh, boy, is this going to be that one?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems okay.
Yeah.
But you know who may be damaged beyond repair? With this whole tsunami thing?
Oh.
Oprah.
Why?
So she's got a bunch of land on Maui. And she's got a road that goes through the middle of her land. And all these people are trying to get away from the shoreline. And Oprah didn't allow them access to her road. And everybody had to drive around her property. I mean, we're not just talking like a 10-minute detour.
No.
People are not pleased with the Super O.
Yeah, dude. Today. That feels so weird, too, because I feel like she's all about, I mean, her whole show is so great. Giveaways, having fun. I think she'd be the first one to, like, let people through. And the fact that she didn't, I don't love so much.
Yeah, that's way off brand, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Way off brand from you get a car, you get a car. She gave him cars and then was like, take the back way.
Yeah, into, yeah, like.
Reroute. Right. Tsunami who? Don't care.
Yeah, coming off I'm the telling air. You.
It's like, good luck.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I don't like that.
Huh. So I'm sure there will be more that comes out of that. I'm just looking to make sure that we're not just completely talking out of, you know, where.
Yeah.
Just sometimes I'm glad everything's okay. And then you find out that people lost their homes and stuff. And by the way, and especially on Maui, where they've been through, you know, on the Lahaina side, where they, you know, they've been through plenty. They didn't need any more. So.
Dang.
I guess no. So far, so good. Plenty of Hawaiians in this town. If you hear anything that we might be missing, you can call or text us at 702-364-98.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Almost 9 o'clock. It's Wednesday morning, although we were just laughing about this off the air, that I've been trying to push everything up a day all week. I'm not sure why. I'm trying to get through it. I'm trying to get to Friday.
I'm with
just
you.
As soon as humanly possible. Today is Wednesday, the 30th day of July, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. She is Eva, filling in for Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show, and man, we are glad you're here. How about this? This shouldn't shock anybody, Michaela.
Tell me.
They asked 10. Now, granted, they did this in Czechia, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what they call it these days. Used to be Czechoslovakia. Then it was Serbia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, and Serbia, and all this other stuff. I think it's Czechia now. But in any event, somewhere in Europe, They analyzed 10,000 users on this dating app. I know nobody does dating apps anymore, mm-hmm. but it's still good, useful information. Men pursue women. Men try to outkick their coverage. Men pursue women who are more desirable than themselves, while women tend to be more selective. Basically, what it says is guys are more aspirational, guys are more delusional.
Oh.
Women are more grounded.
Yeah.
In this in this thing. Have you ever had a friend though that that you're like, you're playing out of your league right now?
You know, I don't want to admit that, but yes, I have. And you can't say anything because then they'd get their feelings hurt. And it's not a tough love situation. So you just watch it go down and kind of light up in flames.
Yeah. We had a friend that that she would go, oh, all these great guys. We introduced her to all these great guys. He's not my type. He's not. Well, what's wrong with him? Well, he's just... You know, I like him a little better looking. And yeah, and how do you say that? Where you go, you're no prize either.
You can't say it. You can't do it.
Yeah. And finally, she literally, we were like, what's your type? More like Brad Pitt or Mario Lopez.
Oh, okay.
Which then brings up the other question, which is it? Brad Pitt or Mario Lopez? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're not the same dude.
Yeah.
The research found that men engage in aspirational pursuit, targeting women of higher desirability, while women tend to swipe slightly downward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that tracks, but.
However, successful matches often occur between users of similar desirability levels. And my wife will say it all the time. The secret to a great relationship is when each person thinks they got the better deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, holy, you know, like my wife could have chosen anybody. And for whatever reason, she chose me.
Yeah, that's the best feeling.
Okay. All right. The study also highlighted a common gender imbalance on the app. Of course, with women receiving significantly more attention than men. More men going after women than women going after men.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
while the findings are based on a single app, they do align with previous research on involving other apps and other sites. Huh. I don't know. I find that stuff fascinating. And especially when it tracks, you know what I mean? When it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
With a lot of stuff that we've heard. So
it totally does.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
But the other thing I know about guys being having some experience being a man.
Tell me.
Know that we are taught from an early age. You got to shoot your shot. You've got whatever it is. If you nothing ventured, nothing gained. You can't win if you don't play.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
For sure.
So,
and I'll tell you too, there's never been a relationship that somebody pursued me. I've pursued all my relationships. I shot all my shots. So I do feel like with the world of dating where we're at right now, you also as a girl, like you don't have to wait for him to step up or whatever. Like you can be like, yo, let's go on a date. Yes.
It's true. And I heard guys love that when the girl shoots the shot first.
Oh, wait, you know why? Okay. Hang on a second. I promise we'll be done with this soon.
Well, this is important. Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
This Michaela knows what I'm about to say. You know why, Eva? Because all guys... You know what kind of girls most guys like? Girls that like them.
Yes.
That's sure. And that all guys, here's the part that you don't understand. Guys just want you to like us. We like you. Don't ever let anybody believe that there's not a guy that if you said yes would say no. Not a lot of guys would say no.
That's so funny, the logic and everything.
You know.
It's true.
But let that be a confidence booster, girls, if you're hearing that.
Yeah, now if you're crazy and you're a little, you know, and you're coming on a little too strong, that's a different story. But honestly, it's if a girl makes themselves available, a lot of guys, unless they're just dumb and they don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Men, sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Shoot That's been shot. Dating advice. Dating advice from the Chet Buchanan right? Show. Yeah. Yeah. If we've learned nothing else today, it's shoot your shot. And we kind of believe in that. We believe in that too.
Yeah.
98.5 KLUC, the Chet Buchanan Show. Michaela, did you not tell me that your wife, Lisa, does face tape at night while you sleep?
She doesn't do it, but we discussed it. We tried it. We decided it wasn't for us.
How about, do you do face masks?
All the time.
Let me ask you this. Let me back up just a second.
Okay.
On TikTok, have you seen Morning Shed?
Yeah, we talked about this a couple of months ago. It's those heatless rollers, the bonnets. Oh, yeah. I've been doing it for so long. I'm obsessed with the sheds and watching them.
The full shed. Eva, you too?
I'm not doing necessarily the full shed, but skincare is my number one priority. Mm-hmm. So.
Doctor's saying bad. Doctor's saying it's bad. Multiple face masks, eye masks, chin straps, mouth and face tape, bonnets. That people are doing that in hopes of achieving glass skin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
However, experts have stated that these practices may be more harmful than they are beneficial. Dermatologists are highlighting that techniques like face taping and collagen masks are ineffective.
Oh, stop right now.
And can lead to skin irritation, which is the opposite of what you want.
Yeah.
They say cleaning, moisturizing, sunscreen. It's all you need.
Okay, I can maybe get down with the face tape because I personally didn't love it, and maybe going to sleep in masks because I can think about this. But no offense, my hair and everything has never looked better. I'm very surprised by this information.
While mouth taping may aid in reducing snoring, excessive skincare rituals are unnecessary and for most could potentially harm the skin.
I think they're just mad because we're finding out all these anti-aging secrets.
Right.
And we're starting young, so we don't need surgeries.
With that, so you believe that you're putting the dermatologists out of business?
Yeah, I didn't want to be the one to say it, but...
I don't want to be the one, you know, because those people on TikTok are so annoying.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys want to be, but it's pretty accurate.
You know, the ones that are telling you that the government is evil and that, you know, and all the different conspiracies and the dermatologists are just out to get you.
Yeah.
But all of that. Yeah, I understand.
Thank you.
I understand. You're a revolutionary.
Go on. In a bonnet.
In a bonnet. In face tape. That's, yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll take the information and do with it what you will. It's Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up. Some guy in Argentina, Michaela, has sued Google for $12,500, or at least that's how much the court gave him. They gave him $12,500. His dignity was flagrantly violated by Google. More specifically, Google Street View. The car. Okay, first of all, he's a police officer. I don't know why this makes it better for me.
Uh-huh.
Maybe because I'm guessing he was wearing his hat and his police belt. That's what I'm thinking. I cannot confirm or deny, but this man is a police officer, was photographed from behind by the Google Street View car, you know, as it goes down.
Yeah.
He had a fence. The fence was 6.5 feet tall. Regardless, homeboy was in his yard naked.
Oh.
And that's what ended up on Google Street View.
Listen, the man's just trying to live in his house in peace.
No, in his yard, not in his house. In his house might have been different.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does it make a difference if it's his yard and not his house?
It did to him. And the fact that he had a fence that was 6.5 feet tall, the judge. So the judge initially found Google guilty. Google appealed. Mm-hmm. The appeals court has now said that this is it. You guys violated his privacy.
Yeah.
It is officially, yeah, flagrantly violated. That his dignity was flagrantly violated, and that his privacy and intimacy clearly invaded. They said that fence is not nearly high enough. And the judge said 6.5 feet, dude, it should be enough.
Yeah.
And the court upheld the ruling in 12,000. And doesn't 12,500 seem a little light?
Yes, it does. Like, if you're going to find him guilty, pay that man. He was naked on the internet unwillingly.
A little bit. Now, knowing what you know, do you believe he's full nude? Do you think he's wearing shoes?
Whether I know or not, I'm going with you. I prefer to see it naked with the belt and the hat on.
In my mind, yeah, the mm-hmm. police officer, he's wearing his police hat and his police belt.
Yeah, yeah, because the job never stops.
Naked, and he's just naked.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, you want to learn something today, Michaela? I do.
I do.
Your knowledge is power, you know.
I know. I used
to say that back in the day. A capitonym? C-A-P-I-T-O-N-Y-M. A capitonym is a word that changes its meaning based on whether or not it's capitalized.
Say it again?
Capitonym.
A capitonym. So our names are capitonyms?
Only if there was another version of your name that was not capitalized. For example, Sue, capital S, name, versus Sue, what a lawyer does.
Oh.
March, like the month, like versus March.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Bush versus Bush.
Listen, don't not me trying to make that work today all day. I'll come back tomorrow.
Polish versus Polish.
Okay.
Dick. You get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
Richard.
You get it already. There have been three players in Major League Baseball that had the first name Aurelio. Three. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them died in car accidents.
No.
I'm telling you, Aurelio Monteagudo died in 1990. Aurelio Lopez in 1992. Aurelio Rodriguez in 2000.
Dang. I don't like to be superstitious, but I am.
I'm a little stitious. Not superstitious. Uh-huh. I'm sort of stitious. I like rituals. You can get a really good estimate of the temperature in Fahrenheit. Here's some farm knowledge for you. I got taught this when I was a little kid. You can get a fairly good estimate of the temperature in Fahrenheit by counting how many times a cricket will chirp in 14 seconds and then adding 40 to that number.
No way!
I got taught 15 seconds and then add like 38. But my dad was a physics guy. He was exact like that kind of thing. But yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Farm kids know that kind of stuff. Not that you need that knowledge, but okay.
So it's good to have.
If you were ever that curious. That's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Yeah, I don't think I have anything really of note working today. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Follow us on social at 985 KLUC, but maybe we'll see ourselves around town. I'm thinking about maybe lunch at Juan's Flaming Fajitas today. And if I see you there, I'll buy you lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, they probably don't let me say that on the radio, but I just did, and there's nothing you can do about it now. Mm-hmm. Eva, what are you up to? If you're filling in for Adrian, you might as well be part of this little dog and pony show. Do you want to be followed on social media?
Oh my God, I would love to be followed on social media. Social media is 2000 Eva with two A's. That's E-V-A-A. Okay.
Go, girl.
She's not doing feed pics, you perverts, so just knock it off.
She's not.
Just know what you've gotten yourself into. What did you say it was again? 2000 Eva with two A's?
Yes.
And she's so cute, you guys.
Eva, two A's. Yeah, you'll find out for yourself.
She is adorable.
Yeah.
No feet pics. Freaks.
No feet pics. Don't even ask.
And well, unless you want to, that's your own time. This job doesn't pay that much. Girl got to eat. Girl got to put gas in the car. I understand. Period.
No judgment.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon. M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I am. Do you want to know the truth? I have my third drum lesson today.
Your what?
My third drum lesson.
Congratulations.
That's what I'm doing. Thank you.
That's so great. Do you play instruments?
I can play piano by ear, but I have loved the drums my whole life. You know, Rocky G was a drummer first.
Okay.
My dad. And so I recently was like, I love it. I want to play it. So I hired my drummer in my band to give me lessons. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. It is hard. Okay. If you
way harder than people think.
Ooh, it's so hard, you guys. But I mean, I'm into it. So I have my third drum lesson. I'm pretty excited about it.
That's you know, we're going to make you play us something.
I'll play you a song.
At some point, we're going to go into the Verizon sound space.
It's just me and you.
It's just funny because it's a full stage setup. We're going to invite our friends in. We're going to have food and you're going to play a drum solo and then we're going to leave. Or maybe maybe we'll put you in with somebody else. You know what I mean? When we've got somebody else coming in. And then, okay. Oh, and by the way, here's Michaela Gordon drum solo.
And then you and I just get in the car and leave.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not sticking around for it. No, I'll just leave.
Thank you. Great.
No, that's fantastic. I love this. All right. Thanks, well, be a Jenny. Friend to somebody who needs a friend. You never know whose life you're going to change. Call somebody today. Tell them you love them that you haven't told in a while. Especially call your mother. There'll be a day when you're missing. Man, there's so many times. My parents are gone, and there's so many times I wish I could call. And other than that, know this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
This is the part where Eva says,
peace.
Or be easy is what.
But I'm not going to steal it. I got to have my own thing.
Doing your own thing.
Yes, sis.
Okay.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.